What is the capital of your state? เมืองเอกของเจ้าอยู่ไ
ส Sacramento. That's Vicky Cam you're hearing. She's asking about the capital of California for a citizenship class she's teaching at Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries, or FIRM. A lot of her students are older, from Southeast Asia. Many of them came here after the Vietnam War.
What are two major political parties of the United States?
Democratic and Republican.
Most have waited decades to study for their citizenship test, but since 2016, there's been a big push to get these refugees sworn in. Last summer, Trump put restrictions on visas from Laos, sending ripples of fear and paranoia throughout the community. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez has this story.
Vicky Cam stands at the front of a large multi-purpose room. Half a dozen students sit in two rows close to the whiteboard taking notes. Cam shuffles through her packet of 100 citizenship questions and then goes around the room calling on each person.
Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Because there are 50 states.
Good.
Most of the people in this class have been in the U.S. for years. Some students tell Cam why they finally decided to take the citizenship test now.
They're all concerned about the situation as right now, you know? That's why they want to hurry up and become a citizen, just in case something changed in the future, that the administration might change some laws.
She says last year, many clients asked FIRM to offer citizenship classes.
At first, we have only two students, and then word of mouth, and there's more people coming, and we get more and more. Last year, we have like about over 30-something clients that got their citizenship.
Now FIRM offers citizenship classes for an hour, 3 days a week. Some people wanted the classes because they said they were afraid of being deported. Last summer, the Department of Homeland Security put visa sanctions on Laos after the government refused to take back people the U.S. deported. The U.S. has stopped issuing certain visas to some Laos government officials and their families.
And some folks don't even dare to leave their homes, just afraid that they might get pulled over for no reason, maybe a traffic stop or something.
That's Lucky Sapongse. He's a program manager at FIRM. He says refugees are scared, even though the people the U.S. deported had committed crimes.
But having that anxiety just to leave your home, that, you know, that's a big problem, you know, and I don't think any Americans should feel that way.
Sapongse says the Trump administration has woken up the Southeast Asian community.
So there's the sense of urgency here in this community.
Everyone taking these classes is a green card holder. And Sapongse says most were comfortable with that status. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, language barriers and a lack of education made it difficult for people to naturalize.
And there was no organization or resources to even educate the Lao community about citizenship.
Even now, application fees and childcare are roadblocks. Here's Cam again. She's translating for one of her students, Toma.
She's been wanting to come take the class, but the fact that she have young kids and stuff, she don't have time to come. So this is about time. Her kids a little bit older now, so they're attending school. So now she have the time to come and take the class with us.
Another student in the class, Dun Peng, is taking her citizenship test this week.
She's been here for over 35 years, and I think it's about time she become a citizen.
Peng says she came to Fresno as a refugee during the Vietnam War. Now she's used to the culture and customs, and she says she's looking forward to being a U.S. citizen. Other Southeast Asian organizations have also seen an uptick of people taking citizenship classes.
I have four people working on the naturalization process, and we're booked to the next 2 months. And that is a direct effect of the sanction on Laos.
That's Pao Yang. He's the executive director of the Fresno Center, which is a nonprofit that provides services to Southeast Asian communities in Fresno County. Yang says with social media and the 24-hour news cycle, people are more informed about what's happening between Laos and the U.S., and it struck a chord.
So when they realize that, they start digging into, okay, what if we get deported to Laos, especially a lot of us that were involved in the secret war. We fought with the communists alongside the U.S., and now we lost that war, and we're here. We're considered traitors to that country. What if we get sent back? What are we going to do?
So now Yang says all people can do is make it official and pass their citizenship test as soon as possible. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.